Yitzchel Samed Aleph. Because last time we learned the Mishnah in greater, all the way at the bottom of the page. Mamish at the bottom. Okay, now look, we said the Gemara is going to discuss the Shluchim going out to testify when the moon was to publicize the fact that it was Rish Chodesh. So last we went into a whole lengthy discussion about this. But here he says, Al Shisha Chodashim HaShluchim Yaitzim, the Shluchim go out for 6 months, because that they, people had to know when Rish Chodesh was. They go out on Nisan, Mimnei HaPesach, Al Av, because of Tainus of Tisha B'Av, Al Elul, because of Rosh Hashanah, Al Tishrei, Mimnei Takonis HaMedes, Tishrei go out because they have to know when Sukkot and Yom Kippur is, Al Kisim, Mimnei Chanukah, Al Adam, Mimnei Purim, okay, Ukshaya, Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash existed, Yaitim Al Fal Iyad, Mimnei Pesach Kotten. They also went out of Iyad for Pesach Sheni, that if somebody didn't have a chance to bring carbon Pesach, they had to bring the carbon Pesach. Okay, so basically, the Gemara, the Mishnah is saying the times of the year that the Shluchim went out. And last week we went into a great deal about this. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a question, V'liv kanami atamas v'tevis. If they go out and of, because of Tisha B'Av, then they should go out on Tamuz and Tevis for Shavasa v'Tamuz and Asara v'Tevis. There's also fast days in Tamuz and of, in Tamuz and Tevis. Why? The Amr of Chista Bar Bizne, Amr of Shimon Chasido, said it because of Chana Bar Chisna, said in the Bar Bizne, said in the name of Rav Shimon Chasido, Maidich, see, what is this that it says in the Pasuk? Kaya Mar Hashem Tzvoi, so Hashem says, Tzayma Revi, the fast of the fourth, the Gemara is going to explain what this means, the fast of the fourth, Tzayma Chamishi, the fast of the fifth, Tzayma Shvi, the fast of the seventh, Tzayma Asiri, and the fast of the tenth, Yeh LeBeis Yehuda will become eventually for Beis Yehuda L'Sasin or L'Simcha, for Sasin and Simcha. So the Gemara right away asks, Kardele Tzeim V'Kardele Sasin V'Simcha, how could it be a fast day and Sasin V'Simcha? A fast day is sad and this is happiness. How could these days be fast days and happy days?
Yeah.
So the Gemara answers, B'Zman Sheyesh Shalom, at the time this peace, meaning the Beis HaMikdash exists, Liyul L'Sasin or L'Simcha, or be happiness, because then we won't fast these days. Ein shalom, if there's no peace, meaning there's no Beis HaMikdash, same, there's a fast. Okay, what do you see from this lapel? You see from there that there's still fast days nowadays, yeah, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, Memele, they're all fast days. Now, the Gemara learns now, by the way, that this, the, all these fasts go on the months. Okay, now, again, in Chumash, there is no names for the months. That they got when they came up from Bavel, for the second Beis HaMikdash, they started calling the months by names. In the Torah, we know, the Torah wants to speak about Tishrei, they call the Chodesh HaShvi. Okay? So starting from Nisan, the fourth month is Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz. Tzema Revi would be Shavasa B'Tammuz. Tzema Chamishi would be Av, Tisha B'Av. Tzema Shvi would be Tzema Gedalia. Tzema Asiri, Tevis is the 10th month, is the 10th, Asara B'Tevis. So what do you see from this fact? That when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you have to fast. So the question is, why do the Shluchim go out for Av, for Tisha B'Av? What happens to Tevis and Tammuz? Okay? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Papa said, Hochi Kama, this is what it means. Bizman Sheyesh Shalom, in the time that there's peace, then Yiyu L'Sasin L'Simcha, there will be for Simcha. Yesh Gzeres HaMalchus, but when there's decrees of the government, same than there's fasts.
Yeah.
One second. What happens if there's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's no decrees from the government? Ratzim misanim, ratzim ein misanim. They want, they could fast, they don't have to fast. Now, Papa answers a unique din. We'll see if that remains according to the halacha. Now, Papa says as follows. You know why they didn't go out for Shavasa B'Tammuz and Asit Yud Tevis? It's very simple. The Gemara, he's learning this concept different. The Gemara thought, if there's a Beis HaMikdash, you don't fast. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, you do fast. He said, no, that's not what it means. It means as follows. If there's a Beis HaMikdash, you don't fast. If there's decrees in God from the Goyim, you fast. If there's no Beis HaMikdash and no decrees from Goyim, if you want, you can fast. You don't want, you don't fast.
If there's Hashem, there's Simcha.
Yeah, but he's speaking about these fastings.
Every day.
According to the puppet, today in America, if you want, you can fast Shavuot and Tammuz. You don't want, you don't have to fast. There's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's no decrees against it from the government, against the Jews. So therefore, what does Rav Papa say? That Asara B'Tavis and Shavuot and Tammuz, in his days, was optional. There were no decrees against the Eden, in where they lived in Bavel. So the Gemara says, if you wanted to fast, you fast. You didn't want to fast, you didn't fast. So for that, the Shluchim didn't have to go out. The Gemara's question is, why don't Shluchim go out on Shavuot and Tammuz and first Asara B'Tavis? The Gemara answers, because nowadays you don't have to fast. If you want to, you could. You don't have to. So why should the Shluchim go out? So right away the Gemara says, if so, what's with Tisha B'Av? Why did they go out with Tisha B'Av? If so, Tisha B'Av Nami. So then the same thing should be Tisha B'Av. Why did Tisha B'Av, they did go out, when the Pasuk puts all the fasts together, Tzayim Arvi, Tzayim Achamishi, Tzayim, and we're saying that they're optional. Rav Papa says, you're right. But Tisha B'Av is different. Tisha B'Av is different. Tisha B'Av, even if there's no decrees of the government, you have to fast. Why? He says, Hail the Hoch Boleitzaris, the tragedies were doubled on Tisha B'Av. Meaning, the Amma, because Chazal say, B'Tisha B'Av Chodav Bais Barishena B'Shniya. Tisha B'Av, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, V'Nechresha V'Nilkata Beitar, and the city of Beitar, the big city of Beitar, was plowed and destroyed. And therefore, Tisha B'Av, you had to fast anyway. Tisha B'Av, you had to fast anyway. Let's see if this person, if this Gemara has in the back. It's a very interesting argument. Yeah, this Gemara has it. There's a very interesting argument between the Rambam and the Meiri. And the Rebbe brings this down in the Sicha. The Gemara is saying over here, Tisha B'Av, you have to fast. Even though there's no Gzeir of Malchus. Now, the Gemara said, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they didn't fast. Now the question is, says so Ashayla now, during the second Beis HaMikdash, did they fast Tisha B'Av or not? Because Tisha B'Av, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But then when they built the second one, the question is, did they fast Tisha B'Av or not? So the Rambam writes, in Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam writes as follows, B'Bayu Sheini, and our Mishnah, the Rambam says, and the second Beis HaMikdash, Lo Hayu Misanim, they didn't fast, not a Sada B'Tavis, not Shavuot B'Tammuz. If you wanted, but he says Tisha B'Av they fasted. The Rambam holds that in the second Beis HaMikdash they fasted Tisha B'Av, and the Meiri holds that in the second Beis HaMikdash they didn't fast Tisha B'Av. They didn't fast Tisha B'Av at all. What for? The Tisha B'Av is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They had it back. What did they have to fast for?
You have to prove. On a Pasuk or something.
Well?
You have to prove that the fasting or no fasting.
The Gemara is discussing, did they fast or didn't they fast? Oh. Because the question is, as far as the argument, did the Shluchim go out? If you had to fast, the Shluchim went out. Yeah. If you didn't go out, but Rambam says interesting, second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't fast for Asar HaBetavis, they didn't fast Shavuot HaBetamuz, but Tisha B'Av they fasted. But Rav Papa over here is answering.
What's the halakha, by the way?
What?
Which one is it? Do you fast when there's Beis HaMikdash or you don't?
When Mashiach comes for sure, we're not going to fast.
But even
because Rambam says, In fact, what the Gemara says, that when there's a Beis HaMikdash, the days of Simcha,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be ultimate Simcha, the Rambam writes, the ultimate thing is going to be the real Simcha. Tisha B'Av is going to be a Yom Tov, everything's going to be Yom Tov, so we're not going to fast. What happened then? Who knows?
But even before the destruction, Tisha B'Av before was also a day for them also that was a Mazel. They didn't know about that? Like, I mean, historically, even before Beis HaMikdash destruction,
the truth is Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av were sad days in the desert yet.
Yes.
Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas mm-hmm. and Shavuos B'Tammuz.
Mm-hmm.
When the spies came back from Eretz Yisrael, the negative to report that Hashem decreed you're staying 40 years in the, that was Tisha B'Av. So the days existed before. Not all the Jews were back. There are five things missing from the second Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam holds, because there were tzaddis to kufis. There were still problems that they fasted. Yeah. The Me'iri says, what's the purpose? The main thing of Tisha B'Av was, Chorban Beis HaMikdash, that a Beis HaMikdash, they didn't fast. So therefore, the Gemara answers, all the fasts were optional, except Tisha B'Av.
Mm-hmm.
Even when there was no Gzeit of Malchus. But therefore, the Shluchim went out for Av, but they didn't go out for Tammuz and Tevis. No, they went out to tell the people when Rosh Chodesh was. When the witnesses came and they Bezin proclaimed Rosh Chodesh, yeah, they had to let people know. So you learned last week, initially they used to put up the torches and everybody, then the gangsters made problems. So then the Shluchim go out. But the Shluchim didn't have to, it was a big hassle for Shluchim to go out. I mean, there's mamash traveling all around the place.
Mm-hmm.
So the months that there was important to know, like Cheshvan, why should they go out in Cheshvan for? Who cares when Rosh Chodesh was? Kislev, they had to know when Chanukah was. Tevis, besides the Sardar B'Tevis, what else is there? There's nothing there to know. Shvat, also, what did they go out for? Adar, they had to go out for Purim. Nisan, they had to go out for this. Iyar, they had to go out for Pesach Sheni, in the Beis HaMikdash time. So, the Gemara, but the Gemara asks, if they went out for Av, because of Tisha B'Av, then they should go out for Tammuz and Tevis for the fasts also. So the Gemara answers, those fasts were optional, and Tisha B'Av you had to fast. Then the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in a Braise, Amr Rab Shimon said, there are four things Rabbi Kiva learned, and I don't learn like him. In other words, Rabbi Kiva was the Rabbi of Rab Shimon Yochai. Stam Rab Shimon is Rab Shimon Bayochai. Okay, whenever it says in Gemara Mishnah Rab Shimon, Stam is Rab Shimon Bayochai. So Rab Shimon says Rabbi Kiva, his Rebbe, learned four things and he disagreed with them. What are the things? It says, Tzema Ravi, Rabbi Kiva said the following. Tzema Ravi, the fast of the fourth, is Tisha B'Tammuz, the ninth of Tammuz. Not Shavuos B'Tammuz and not the ninth of Av. The ninth of Tammuz. So like a new day. What happened on that day? Shabari Huf Koyir, that day Yerushalayim was breached on the first Beis HaMikdash. The Chubin Beis HaMikdash. Shenamah, because it says in the Pasuk, B'Chaydash Aravi B'Tisha L'Chaydash, in the fourth month, which is again Tammuz, Nisan Iyir Sivan Tammuz, on the ninth day of the month, V'Yechazik Arav Ba'ir, the hunger became very strong in the city. And they had no food for the people to eat. But the baka eared and the city was broken open. So the Gemara says, "Am I called Ravi? Why does it called the fourth? Fourth what?" So the Gemara says, "Simple, Ravi lachadoshim. It was the fourth month." Okay. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva said, "Tzema Ravi is the ninth of Tammuz. Tzema Chamishi, what is the fifth?" Months fast, Zatisha B'Av Shabbainis the Beis Elokeinu, where the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'amai Kodelo Chamishi, and so why is it called Chamishi? Chamishi L'Chadashim, the fifth month, of is the fifth month from this. Tzei Mashvi, what is the fast of the seventh month? Zeh Shleishi B'Tishrei, what we call Tzei Gedalia, you know, the third of Tishrei. What happened? Shabbain Nera Gedalia Ben Achikam. Gedaliah ben Achikam was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, Nebuchadnezzar appointed Gedaliah ben Achikam mm-hmm. as the head of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. Because
mm-hmm.
the Jews were under the rule of Nebuchadnezzar, mm-hmm. the king of Babel. Now he appointed Gedaliah ben Achikam, and somebody, in fact it says a Jew, assassinated Gedaliah. And when Gedaliah was killed, a lot of tzara started for the Jews. Mm-hmm. So that day became a day of fast day. What happened? So Miharoga, the Gemara says, Miharoga, who killed them? Yishmael ben Nesanya Haroga. Yishmael ben Nesanya killed them. Okay? A fellow Jew. Okay? So he says, Lalamdocha, to teach us, why should that be a fast day? So the Jew was killed. I mean, you don't make a fast day for a Jew. To teach us Shashkul and Misas and Shal Tzadikim, that when Tzadikim die, it's difficult, Kisreifas Beisa Lakenu, like the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara teaches us, why did Eibishter make a fast out of Tzim Gedalia, where the Chum make a fast? To teach us, when a Tzadik dies, just like Tisha B'Av, you fast. So Tzim Gedalia, you have to fast.
Why did they kill him?
Huh?
Why did they kill him?
So, I don't remember. In Sefer Todah, it goes into the whole thing. Samaisa, they didn't like his leadership and they wanted whatever.
So he was supposed to be the leader?
Yeah.
He was the head of the generation?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, Vamai Korol Shvi, and why is it called the seventh month? I mean, the fast of the seventh. Shvi Lachadoshim, seventh of the month. Tzema Asiri, the fast of the tenth, is Asar B'Tavis. What happened to Sar B'Tavis? Shebei Samach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. The king of Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, made a siege around the city. Shenama, because it says in the Pasuk, Vehi Dvar Hashem Elai Bashana Tshiyas, in the ninth year, Bachedesh HaAsiri, in the tenth month, which is Tavis, Ba'asa L'Chedesh, on the tenth of the month, Ben Adam Ksav L'cho Hashem Ayem, Son of Man, write for yourself, you know, it's recorded in the books, the name of this day, the very day that the king Nebuchadnezzar made Samach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim, that the king of Bavel made a siege around Yerushalayim. V'amai karelo asiri, why is it called 10th? Asiri l'chadoshim, 10th of the months. So now the Gemara asks, Halehoye roi zelich divrishin, but Asar B'Tevet happened first. The Pasuk goes into the order as follows. Tammuz of Tishrei, Tevis. Okay? Now historically what happened first? First the king made a siege around the city, then Shavuos B'Tammuz happened, then Tisha B'Av happened. So why does the Pasuk make the different order? Mm-hmm. That Asar B'Tevis is mentioned last. Mm-hmm. So Gemara says, Lahastir Chadashim Kiktikonim. Because the Torah is going in the order of the months. Mm-hmm. Not in the chronological order of events. No. Because Asar B'Tevis really happened the first. Mm-hmm. And that's where the Rebbe always quotes Tavud Ram. It's brought down even in Halacha. That Asar B'Tevis, if it would fall out in Shabbos, he'd fast. Mm-hmm. Even Tisha B'Av, you don't fast in Shabbos. Mm-hmm. But Asar B'Tevis, because it was the beginning of the problems, mm-hmm. it's so severe, you'd even fast.
Maybe this happens on Friday too.
Huh?
Maybe this happens on Friday.
Yeah, it happens. It could happen on Friday too. Mm-hmm. By the way, the Gemara says, I mean, the Post can bring down, that all these fasts, originally, were 24-hour fasts, exactly like Tisha B'Av. Mm-hmm. But because it became optional, so the din is you have to fast, but it's like only a day fast.
But it's optional.
Huh? Well, the Gemara said if there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no decrees, if you want fast, you don't fast.
That's
halacha? Huh? No, I mean, nowadays halacha is, but the world only accepted it as half a day fasts.
Well, no one argues with him.
Huh?
No one argues with what he says.
No, that's because that's what the Gemara, the eventual acceptance of the fast days were.
So why do we fast then?
Because of the problems that did exist.
But we don't have them now.
Huh?
There's no decree now.
Here, he says like this. Originally, these four fasts had all the stringencies of Yom Kippur. All the fasts. Meaning, besides prohibition against eating and drinking, prohibition against bathing, wearing leather shoes, and so on. Additionally, the fast lasted 24 hours, beginning from the previous evening. However, the people did not accept these fasts with the stringencies, except Tisha B'Av. since the people had the option to omit the fast entirely. Like we said, the Gemara says over here that there are no basin major, but there were no decrees against Eden, you didn't have to fast at all. So therefore it says, some Rishonim note that in their time, medieval period, but the Jews had decrees, they had to fast.
So now it's optional.
Huh?
So why isn't it optional now?
Why? Because the Gemara says the people did accept it upon themselves to fast completely. In fact, Tesis also asks another interesting question. Five bad things happen in Shavasar B'Tamas too. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says Tisha B'Av they would fast anyway.
Because
it is many uch b'lo atzaris. Tesis says Afalpi Yom Shavasar B'Tamas are also five bad things, but still it wasn't the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It still doesn't come as bad. But the halacha says that nowadays though, people did accept it upon themselves. Therefore in Shulchan Aruch it says if you want to be a Baal Nefesh, you should be stringent on the other things too. People don't do that today.
Like
showering, things like that. But Lepel, today it's accepted, everybody does it. But the Gemara is explaining, see, the Shainim write, in those days, the medieval periods, when the crusaders and all, I mean, the decrees against the Eden, to then Daka, it had the same stringencies as the other fasts. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we don't have these decrees. But, therefore, B'chal, they're optional. Originally. But people accepted upon themselves to fast. Anyway, this is what Reb Shimon Vayichoy is quoting in the way Rabbi Kiva learned. So Rabbi Kiva learned as follows. He's defining all the fasts based on the months. And why is Asara B'Tevis last if it was the first? Because it goes according to the order of the month. So he says, V'ani eim ekein. I disagree with him. El Tzeimo Asiri, what is the fast of the 10th? Zachamisha B'Tevis. It's not the 10th of Tevis. I argue, and I say, it's the 5th of Tevis. Mm-hmm. Why? Shebei bo Shmuel Agelo, because that's when the knowledge came to people in Bavel, Shehuk Sa'ir, that Yerushalayim has been destroyed. That means the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed Tisha B'Av. The people in Golus didn't find out about it until a half a year later. Because Shenamar says, Vayi b'shnei esri shana in the 12th year, Basidi in the 10th month, b'chamisha l'chedish in the 5th day of the month, meaning Hey Tevis, says, l'galuseinu b'aylai apolit mirushalayim, to the galus, the survivor came from Yerushalayim to tell us huksa'ir that the city where Yerushalayim was destroyed. So therefore also yem shmua kiyem sreif. Therefore they made the day of finding out about it, like the day of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, according to me, it makes sense now. He says, because now it's not talking about Asara B'Tevis that started the destruction. Mm-hmm. The reason why the 10th month's fast is mentioned last, because it happened the last. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, and Tevis, a half a year later, they told us that it was destroyed and they made a fast.
All so the Jews?
Huh?
They didn't say
that. Was when the majority of the Jews were in Bavel. So they made it. So it's an interesting thing over here. B'chal Tesis asks a question. When the Gemara said before, Rabbi Kiva said, we fast on the 9th of Tammuz, that they broke through the city. We fast Shivasar B'Tammuz. So Tesis answers, that was the first Beis HaMikdash. Was the 9th of Tammuz. The second Beis HaMikdash, they broke through the city, and Shivasar B'Tammuz. And therefore we make it Shivasar B'Tammuz. Another place, in Yerushalmi, Tesis says, it really also happened Shivasar B'Tammuz. Why does the Pasuk say it happened the 9th of Tammuz? Mm-hmm. They were so mixed up from the Tzaddis, they didn't have the dates right. They're so mixed up from the Tzaddis. It's interesting. It's like people, a lot of people, the people that lived in Europe many, many years ago, during the war times and the communists and Russia, they didn't even know their birthdays.
Yeah?
I have relatives.
I forgot my birthdays.
Yeah, the Pashi people didn't know their birthdays.
They went to the concentration camp.
That's what I'm saying. People got so tumult from the Tsarists, from the concentration camps, from the wars in Russia, from the communists, the Pashi didn't know. Yes, them today when their birthday, they don't know. They know around this time of the year, their parents told them they were born around Pesach time. Or Shavuot, you know, but when they were born, they don't know.
I remember that I read the Megillah for my birthday. That's
how you know it was Purim.
Purim.
Okay. But a lot of people didn't know when they were born. And the same thing that Yerushalmi says, there were such terrible tzaddis in those times, with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, people didn't even know what had happened. They thought it happened on the 9th, Yerushalmi says, but it really happened on the 17th. So some poskim, even in Shulchan Aruch, and Halacha brings this down, everybody agrees that they broke through Yerushalayim through the wall on the second Beis HaMikdash Shivasa B'Tamas. When did they break through the wall of Yerushalayim in the first Beis HaMikdash? Yerushalayim was a walled city. So some psukim or some people say it was the 9th of Tammuz. And other people say, no, it was a mistake, Pasha. It happened the 17th of Tammuz. That's what Tesis says. B'Shaina was 9th. Then Tesis says, B'Hach B'Raisim is B'Shami. Over there it says Yuzayin Tammuz. Even though Tesis says, the Pasuk says the 9th of Tammuz, Kilkul HaChashbeinu Soyu. The Pasha, they made a mistake. The Pasha didn't know when it happened.
Human can make mistakes.
Huh?
Human being can make.
No, the Pasha made a mistake when it happened. It was so tumult. And so Rabbi Shimon Yochai says as follows. Rabbi Kiva learns the fast of 10th means that Sardar B'Tavis when they siege the city. So therefore it's out of chronological order, but the Pasuk puts it in the order of the months. I say that the fast of Hay Tavis, fast of Hay Tavis is the fast when they broke through, when they found out that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Yeah? So it says, so according to me, it's a chronological order. Because the last fast is Hay Tavis, is the 5th of Tavis, that they told us the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And he says, V'nirin dvaray midvarav. And my thing makes more sense than Rabbi Kiva's. Shimon says, my way of learning this makes more sense than Rabbi Kiva's. Why? Because I say, what happened first goes first in the Pasuk, what happened last goes last. For who I may, but Rabbi Kiva says, Aurishin Achen, what happened first, Tzara B'Tavis, happened, is mentioned last. V'alachen, and the last thing, Rishin is mentioned first. Why does Rabbi Kiva do this? Rabbi Kiva mentions the pasuk according to chronological order of the months. And I say it goes basically on the way the months went. It's interesting because in Chabad Hay Tevis, which is in this according to Rabbi Shimon Choyer fast day, that's the day of the judgment in the court that the Svarim belonged to the Rebbe. So Hay Tevis, the Gemara says over here, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, was a fast day, because that's when they found out that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the first Beis HaMikdash.
Well, it was not far from Yerushalayim. Bavel
wasn't far from Yerushalayim. Bavel's Iraq today.
How come you didn't?
Because there are such thoughts. People didn't go anywhere. There were
six months.
It took him. That's what the Gemara says. According to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, not according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, that they found out that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed Tisha B'Av. They found out Hay Tevis a half a year later.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the Gemara says Itmar. We learned. But Rav v'Rav Chanina Amru Batla Megillah Tainus. The Megillah Tainus became Batla. What was Megillah Tainus? Megillah Tainus literally lists all the days of the year that you're not allowed to fast. This was called Megillah Tainus. Was a list. Was a sefer that all the days of the year you weren't allowed to fast because Simchas happened in those days. So Rav and Rav Chanina said that once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, that whole Megillah is bottle, you can fast whenever you want, even on those days. Mm-hmm. Why? Because of the Tzaddis. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shua ben Levi Aymer, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shua ben Levi say, Lay bottle Megillah's Tainus. Megillah's Tainus did not become bottle. Mm-hmm. Okay? So now the Gemara says, Rav and Rav Chanina Amri, Rav and Rav Chanina say, the Gemara is explaining their opinions. The bottle Megillah Tainus, the Megillah Tainus is bottle. Why? Hachi Kama, this is what it means. Bizman she yes Shalom, in the days of meaning, when there was Shalom, meaning a Beis HaMikdash, Yilisos and all the Simcha, the days will be for Simcha. That the days mentioned in Megillah's Tainus. Ain't Shalom, but if there's no peace, meaning there's no Beis HaMikdash, same you can fast. V'hanech Nami, and therefore the days listed in Megillah's Tainus, Kihani are like these days. Meaning, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to fast on those days. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to fast on the days. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amr, Lei Batle Megillah Tainus, that Megillah's Tainus today still remain, even though there was no Beis HaMikdash. Why? Only those days mentioned in the Pesukim we learned before, you know, the Tammuz and Tevis and all that, those are connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Memele, if there's a Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to fast. Sasan ul Simcha, like the Gemara said. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's the same. But Havel Hanach, the way they are, they stay. Because they're not linked to the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning as follows. Before the Gemara quoted a passage that said all the fast days, and the Gemara calls it same, and Sasan ul Simcha. So the Gemara asks, how could it be Tzayin and Sasan and Simcha in the same Pasuk? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara answers, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's Simcha. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, then there's Tzayin. Okay? So those Pesukim were clearly connected to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, if there's a Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to fast. Mm-hmm. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, you have to fast. But Megillah Tainus has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, these were days that Simchas happened, and you're not allowed to fast. So what's the difference to Rabbi Shuban Levi and Rabbi Yechon and say if there's no Beis HaMikdash? Who cares? Rav holds on the other hand, Rav and Rav Chanina say, no, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, Megillah Tainus doesn't apply, and those days could be, you could fast on those days. So the Gemara says, Masav Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana asks the question. It says a story, Maise, the gods of the Tainus, Bechanika Balud. One time, in the city of Lud, they made a fast on Hanukkah. Now Hanukkah, normally you're not allowed to fast. Mm-hmm. But they made a fast on Hanukkah. V'yodah Rabbi Eliezer v'rochatz, and Rabbi Eliezer went down and bathed himself on the fast. Rabbi Yeshua siper, and Rabbi Yeshua took a haircut. Which showed that they didn't agree with the fast. Yeah. And they said to them, Tzuvisanu, you have to go and fast. Meaning, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua said to the people who fasted, mm-hmm. they were against the fast. Because they said, Chanukah, you're not allowed to fast. People made a fast. So to show that they were against it, Rabbi Lazar bathed, and Rabbi Yeshua took a haircut. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua said to the people, "Tzuvisanu amashi sanisem, you have to fast because you fasted. Just another day because you fasted on Hanukkah." Mm-hmm. And as he told, not only were you not allowed to fast, you did something so terrible, you have to fast the fast because you fasted. So what do you see from there? L'chaira, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua lived after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And L'chaira, Megillah's, Chanukah says in Megillah's Tainus, you're not allowed to fast. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's bottle. I mean, they held though Chanukah is still, that Megillah's Tainus is still applying. Because they said you're not allowed to fast.
Why do they call Megillah's Tainus if it's a Megillah? It tells you all the happy times.
Yeah, it says when you,
which
days Megillah Tainus said you're not allowed to fast. It's a Megillah of one day you're not allowed to fast.
They call Megillah's Tainus.
Yeah. Because Megillah is a good thing. Megillah Tainus is a day out to fast. Lepel, what do you see from here? That Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua held that Megillah's Tainus remains and you're not allowed to fast on Hanukkah. So it's a question in Rav. It's a question in Rav. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yosef, Shani Hanukkah, Hanukkah is different. Why? the Ika mitzvah, Chanukah is mamashi connected with mitzvahs, lighting the menorah. So it says from Chanukah you can't prove for the rest of Megillah Tainus. Maybe the rest of Megillah Tainus is bottle, but Chanukah not. By the way, the same concept you have today also. If somebody has a bad dream Friday night, so then is you could fast on Shabbos. But you have to fast another fast because you fasted on Shabbos. So that's what Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua said. Why are you fasting on day you're not allowed to? But you're going to have to fast another fast because you fasted when you weren't allowed to. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, if that's the case, Tibatul Eve, Tibatul Mitzvah, let Chanukah be bottled and let the mitzvahs be bottled. Let everything be bottled. Because the Mekumfashim explain that it doesn't mean that Abaye says, just get rid of the mitzvah of Chanukah. I mean, the mitzvah of Chanukah they had for 2,000 years, they get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Rashi doesn't even say anything over here. But what it means is that Halalei Dah, the Chanukah should be done differently than the way we do it. That's what Abaye said. Alam Rav Yosef answers Abaye's question. That what? Shani Chanukah, Chanukah is different. Why? The Mefarnes Nisa, because it's a publicized publication of the miracle. So therefore, to fast would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Chanukah is different.
But we fast as a tonus before.
Yeah. Okay.